We're going to turn now to the situation in Syria. 20-year-old Mahmoud Bouadani was in the town of Douma last weekend when Syrian government forces began their assault.
The shelling started on Friday and gradually escalated. It was horrifying. It was very heavy, the shelling. They used artillery and airstrikes. They also, on Saturday, used chemical weapons.
All right, now the Syrian government denies using chemical weapons. Experts are still trying to confirm if they were indeed used. But experts say that the victim's symptoms do seem consistent with exposure to a nerve agent. Bouadani says Saturday's attacks came at a time when a lot of people were not close to shelter.
Most of the families were out of the basements because the situation was calm before that. So they thought that it's safe to get to the outside. So when the shelling started, everyone got down to their basement. Families got separated for that day.
Now, Douma has fallen now to government forces. More than 13,000 people had left the town earlier this month under a deal brokered by the Russian military, with 1,500 leaving just in the past 24 hours.
Muad Adin, a 29-year-old father of two, has already left the region.
Hi, my friend. I have been evacuated from Douma to northern area in Syria. It's a camp. There's a tent to contains the evacuated people. It's really devastating, the circumstances. It's 36 hours on the road, no break. Really, it's a hard thing to feel with you have a family and you have two kids with you. It's really hard.
Those were some voices out of Syria after a suspected chemical attack last weekend.